Yeah.
So reflect on Slinger Speedway in racing. What has the Slinger Racetrack brought to your life?
What did Slinger Racetrack bring to your life, looking back on it?
Well, I tell you, I met a lot of beautiful people through racing. I got to the point where if I went to Florida or I went out to the South Dakota, I'd run into somebody that knew me. No, I'm not kidding you. It would flabbergast me. All of a sudden, some guy would say, "Hey, are you the mouse?" Just like that, you know, that was unreal. So, no, I enjoyed what I was doing, and I had a lot of always, but I had a lot of good times too. So,
How did it change the way you lived? How did Slinger Speedway and the whole racing career? How did that change the way you lived?
The way I live,
or lived your lifestyle.
Right now, I'm really living. But, you know, I worked myself half to death. I used to go from like 100 and my normal weight, I'll tell you, when I was a young guy, I was up until the time I was 17, I was under 5 feet tall. And then I grew 8 inches in 1 year. But during my racing career, I'd go from 165 down to about 115 or 20 pounds because I didn't get any sleep and didn't eat decent and all that stuff. But I was out. I didn't race for the glory, I raced for the money. And that's what I was after. But I met millions of friends, I'll tell you. But they're all dying off. There's a lot of them that are gone ahead of me. So I'll be 90 years old in another 2 months. So.
Oh, great.
And this is my granddaughter.
This will be a good transition. We wanted to ask you a question or two, and then I have to, about 2 or 3 minutes, I have to go teach. But these guys can either stay and wrap up, or if they need to go, they can go, and then maybe Jake or one of the others can wrap up.
You got to go to another class yet today?
Yeah, no. So I'll clear you if you don't. This is a good opportunity. I'll clear you if you don't.
If we talk longer, they can stay.
Yeah. I'll clear you if you don't, but if you have to, we certainly understand if you need to go to ninth hour in a second.
No, you can ask me all the questions you like, but holler a little bit so I can hear you.
I have one question for Mary here, and I guess how has racing affected you and your family? And maybe a second question is, what have you learned from your grandpa here?
Well, I think that I probably got a little bit of the speed bug. Only I can do it legally because I drive a squad car. So their racing days were well over. I was born in 71, so their racing days were well over when I was born. But we always had old cars. I've been driving a car since I was probably, 10? Grandpa bought us an old car when we were kids and we bombed it around the yard. We've had go-karts since I was probably 5 because they were always building something out of nothing.
I'll tell you a little story about this. But
I think that
I had a friend that I worked with, and he bought this. Now, this was a 75 Oldsmobile with a Rocket 88 motor in it. And he went to Ohio and he bought a car that Bobby Allison raced. And he hauled it up to Milwaukee. And when he got done with that, now he was a laborer. I worked on a sewer crew. I was running a big front end loader. And I would get there early in the morning. We would put out all the parts for the water. Say we were water line hydrants, pipe, all kinds of different stuff. And then when he got done with getting his car up here, then he wanted to sell it. So I asked him, "Well, what do you want for it?" So he said, "I can't remember what I really paid for it. I think I only paid $150 for it. And it had like four brand new tires on it, a new battery." So I took it up by her dad, who lived on Highway 60, and I think you were probably about 14 then, 13 or 14. And I wanted the tires and the battery off, and I says, "Harry, it had a good motor in it, man, run like $1 million. I said, "You can have this car." So, well, and I said, "Let the girls bore on." And he had on 140, on 60 out here, down in that hole there. It was all grass, you know. So when I'd drive to work in the morning, I lived right down the road at the time. I'd come driving past, and the first morning that they had the car, well, I could see where they were driving around in that field.
We had a racetrack.
They had the grass. Pretty soon I could see where they were spinning donuts.
Tear
the grass
off.
So this is what I will do here. Jake, or anyone, if you want to stay and talk,